So I have an announcement. My name is Chris Kinnebrew. I'm Director of Government and External Affairs with the National Network of Public Health Institutes. Thanks for joining our session, Exploring the Intersection of Public Health and Healthcare Through Collaborative Practice. Unfortunately, Ellen Jones from Mississippi Public Health Institute was not able to join us today due to an illness, so I am kind of filling in for her, not specifically to talk about the experience of implementing the CMMI grant in Mississippi, but to talk a little bit more broadly about some of the work of the public health institutes in this area. So if you're very interested specifically in the Mississippi experience, I'd be happy to connect you directly to Ellen for a phone consultation or a follow-up, and you can just see me after the session or email me. So I do apologize on behalf of Ellen for her missing this. She really was interested in telling the story. So I'm going to start with a little bit of an overview of the National Network of Public Health Institute. Can you all hear me? No. A little bit of an overview of the National Network of Public Health Institutes and some work we've been doing at the intersection of public health and healthcare, and then turn it over to my colleagues from Health Resources in Action, Lori Stillman, who's just walked out to find out about the microphone, and also Claire Tanner from the Michigan Public Health Institute. So for those of you who are not familiar with the National Network of Public Health Institutes, we're still a relatively young National Public Health Organization. We were formed in 2001, and at that time there were about 19 organizations that self-identified as public health institutes, and they came together and formed a national organization. Since that time, we've grown to 36 member institutes in 28 states in the District of Columbia, and we are currently, today actually, with our board, going through a process to really look at kind of what it means to be a public health institute and the kind of geographic representation of the membership reach. But while this map indicates that we do not have members in quite a number of the northwestern states and the southwest, we do have activities going on through our member institutes across the nation. And we also have been working with a number of partners, including the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, to look at the feasibility of a tribal public health institute to serve all the tribal nations, and that's been a really interesting experience. We recently expanded our office to include more of a Washington, D.C. presence, and our CEO as of January of 2013 is Vincent LaFranza. Some of you may know him from his days with the National Association of County and City Health Officials, or previously his work with the CDC. So these are some of the logos of the members of the National Network of Public Health Institutes. And, you know, some of the attributes of the public health institutes are they tend to take this multi-sector approach, and many of them have a long history of working with state and local government in a supportive role. Here are some key areas of work of the public health institutes. I'm not going to read the list. You can read it on the slide. And I think, you know, it's in the context of this presentation about particularly the Innovation Center and the Healthcare Innovation Challenge grants and the intersection of public health and healthcare, I think when the IOM report came out and NNPHI staff read it, you know, there was something very specifically about the need for a neutral third-party convener to help with a lot of this collaborative work, because it was hard for either entity on the healthcare side or on the governmental public health side to fill all of these roles. And so we naturally, through our lens, saw lots of roles for public health institutes. That said, there are many, many needs, and public health institutes can't serve every one of those, but I hope through the presentations we hear later, you'll see some of that work going on. The other aspect of the need for public health institutes that we see is, in addition to this concept of public health and healthcare collaboration, just the increased focus on the intersectoral nature of looking at the social determinants of health, and also just in these kind of tough budget times and political times, the need for often for work to get done where there may be a governmental hiring freeze or some sort of fiscal situation where one entity, whether it be a funder's timeline, is different from the other kind of implementer's timeline, and there needs to be an intermediary organization. So there's definitely some aspects of that we see in the intersection of public health and healthcare. I also wanted to take this opportunity to note that while a lot of the work that our members do is state-based, there are quite a number of national initiatives run by members of the National Network of Public Health Institutes. Many of you may be familiar with the Counting Health Rankings and Roadmap. That's run by our member out of Wisconsin. The National Nursing Centers Consortium, run out of Public Health Management Corporation in Philadelphia. The National MCH Center for Child Death Review is run out of the Michigan Public Health Institute. And there are a number of coalitions and other things like school food focus that are run out of members of the National Network of Public Health Institutes. There is not a hospital food focus, but I think that's something that I've wanted to talk to people about. There are people within the network who are looking at healthy food in healthcare institutional settings. It's always fun when you see the Coke machines. So some things that the National Network of Public Health Institutes has been directly involved in at the intersection of public health healthcare are a tool that we've worked on with the Georgia Health Policy Center with funding from the Centers for Disease Control, a tool called Leading Through Health Systems Change. And that tool is specifically geared towards governmental public health agencies, looking at kind of some of the adaptive and technical challenges presented by ACA implementation. And that's and then another one is this whole concept of collaborative community health assessments and looking at the opportunities for the intersection between local health department community health assessments, hospital-led community health assessments, and then other entities' assessments and improvement planning. And we've done a lot of work with CDC and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation in those areas as well. NMPHI is one of the evaluators of the National Public Health Improvement Initiative, referred to as NIFI. Some of you may be receiving NIFI funds in your jurisdictions. So that's one area where it's really been focused on quality improvement. But there are increasingly we see a lot of opportunities at the intersection of public health and healthcare in the National Public Health Improvement Initiative. And finally, public health services and systems research. In the most recent call for proposals, there's been a lot more emphasis on looking at projects, research projects related to the intersection of public health and healthcare. So NMPHI held a convening this past summer where we brought together a number of our members and just started to discuss where we should focus our energy as a national organization, both in our relationships with other entities, but also topically, since there are many areas across this collaboration. And we kind of affirmed, I think, that we would continue looking at the opportunities to promote and conduct collaborative community health assessments. Some of the focus areas that emerged out of that convening were roles for public health institutes in hiring and training community health workers, and ways that NMPHI could better interface with the existing infrastructure for community health worker and community health workers and policy. And I know there's a lot that APHA has done in that area. Also, health informatics for public health agencies and health plans. A couple of the public health institutes have been involved in implementing health information exchanges, but also have staff available to do health informatics, and they're very interested in opportunities to work more directly with the healthcare sector. A number of our members have been convening conversations regarding payment reforms, some of them now forming ACOs, so we see a lot of opportunities there. So here's the contact information for myself and also our CEO. I put a few materials out on the table. We do have a reception this evening. If any of you are interested in connecting with some of our members, it'll be in room 108, and it's from 6:30 until 8. And it's jointly hosted by Health Resources in Action, which is our member that has its headquarters here in Boston, Massachusetts. So with that, if anyone showed up late, I would be happy to connect you with Ellen Jones from the Mississippi Public Health Institute to talk about their experience with the CMMI grant.